This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The man who got the entire 49er fan base all buzzing just a couple months ago because he said, yeah, you know those wide receivers for the 49ers, not great route runners. And it was what'd you say?
Bucky.
And then, so we're sitting in the other room before the show, and our producer, Lucas, I'll bring everyone behind the curtain. Our producer, Lucas, says, hey, isn't Bucky your friend? I said, yeah, Bucky, we did the show together at Fox. I love Bucky. He said, okay, I texted him for today. I said, Bucky's not going to text you back today.
Busy man.
It's the draft. That's Bucky Brooks. I'm pretty sure he's busy. And like 45 minutes later, Lucas is like, Bucky, 2:30.
Woo!
And I'm like, damn.
Lucas, have a day.
So I'm like, Bucky, did you get fired or something? Like, why are you here right now?
Oh, so I'm driving in the studio.
Yep.
When you guys had texted me, I was in the midst of my yoga class. So I came out, I get into the locker. I was like, oh, my guy from the Bay Area, they called. Because the last time I talked to the people in the Bay Area, everyone was mad at me.
You had your dukes up. Yep.
Yeah, I said, well, let me come back and make sure that I clearly explain my point on the wide receivers, because somehow, Brandon Ayuk caught all the strays from my comments as opposed to the entire core. So I think the draft kind of, I won't say validated, but it kind of like spoke to what I was talking about after looking at the Super Bowl.
Okay, so Bucky, do the 49ers have any route runners now?
Well, Ricky Pearsall is a route runner. Like, Ricky Pearsall, like, that's what he did. He did it at Arizona State when he played beside Brandon Ayuk. And let me clarify, because TJ Hushmanzada also said, I was like, look, your guy caught a stray because I was talking about the entire group, which includes Deebo Samuel. Brandon Ayuk can run routes. He's a good route runner. Ricky Pearsall is a good route runner. So now, when teams elect to play man-to-man, the quarterback has more options to get open. Some of the guys, the majority of the guys on the core, are catch-and-run specialists, meaning they need to catch the ball on the move. They're not necessarily using all the wiggle to create an open. That's not what they do. But now they have more playmakers that can win against man coverage. And so when you're in the first round and your first pick is a wide receiver, when people say you have glaring needs at offensive tackle maybe to eventually replace Trent Williams and cornerback, maybe internally, Kyle Shanahan also recognized that, hey, I got to have some guys that can get open, because everyone is going to copy the blueprint that the Kansas City Chiefs used in the Super Bowl. And if we don't get better, it's going to be problematic for us going forward.
And Kansas City shifting from zone to man and really took Brandon and Deebo and Christian, for that matter, out of the game. When you look at Ricky Pearsall, assuming that Deebo and Brandon are still on the team come September, can you see him being really successful in the slot, or is he better suited for the outside?
I mean, he can play in the slot. I think, like, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get guys that are interchangeable parts, right? So the one thing that the Niners have always done is they've had a bunch of chameleons, guys that can play multiple roles. Ricky Pearsall can play multiple roles in their wide receiver core. And what it does is it gives them more flexibility to move the pieces around. So, for instance, okay, if Brandon Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall are your best route runners, well, they don't necessarily need the benefit of motion. Deebo Samuel needs motion to create space. So maybe you put him in motion so he can get a running start to be able to avoid some of the contact at the line of scrimmage. But you have to have guys that can win from stationary positions to do that when you only have one. And let's say that's Brandon Ayuk. Well, now you're limited because you can't move everybody. And so I believe Kyle Shanahan wanted more flexibility to be able to create and exploit mismatches by being able to move the pieces of the chessboard around each and every week to be able to identify what's the favorable matchup, how can we attack the defense if they decide to play more man-to-man against us.
Bucky Brooks, NFL Network, NFL.com, Fox Sports Radio, phenomenal job, especially in moments like this. That's an interesting answer as you envision all three receivers together, because what if all three receivers aren't together? Do you believe that Deebo Samuel is about to get traded?
No, look, I think he's a big part of their team, and I think he brings about their toughness. And I actually believe that they can continue to do this as long as Brock Purdy is not getting paid. The issue comes when Brock Purdy gets paid, and I think Brock Purdy is still 2 years away from getting paid based on where he was drafted. So I think they still, I don't think they can extend him next year either.
No, they can next year. They can negotiate the extension next March.
So once they extend him, then one of those guys may have to exit stage right.
So when you look at this team that doesn't do a lot of three wide receivers, and Ricky Pearsall, if he joins a team with Deebo and Brandon, does he become just a reserve waiting for an injury, or does Kyle Shanahan change his approach and go less to the 21 personnel that they use so much?
I kind of lost you. The question, maybe because I'm near LAX, the question kind of cut out.
It's about the personnel, because Kyle loves to run the 21 personnel. Juszczyk plays about half the time. With three legit receivers now, does he change his approach?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dibs, I'd love to answer your question, but I don't work for NFL Network, and so I can't.
Gone.
Yeah,
okay.
He'll be back.
LAX.
Yeah,
I've
driven by that, and he's not wrong. He's not lying. Whoop.
It's weird.
Zap.
It's just because of the all
there's
the transmissions
good
with
service,
the planes.
But
yeah.
It gets zapped. It's like somebody fires a laser right through your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be back.
A little bit of that at Treasure Island, too, as you go underneath the cell tower. It takes a minute for the one tower to hand you off to the next one.
Approach the Robin Williams Tunnel, same exact thing. Zap.
Gone.
And then you're back.
Curiously, there's a spot in Lafayette where that happens, and it really shouldn't. Like when you're heading up and over the hill from Moraga to Lafayette.
Why don't somebody fix this stuff?
Seriously.
My God.
I mean,
I love it. That's the old bit about we can fly through the air, we can talk lawns anywhere, and we hate it when there's one spot where we can't. Okay, Bucky's back. The question again, sir?
Bucky, with them running so much 21 personnel, does Ricky Pearsall just become a backup, or do they go to more three receiver sets now that they have three legit receivers?
I think you have the flexibility. I think, like, as a rookie, maybe he doesn't play as much, right? Like, he plays as a part-time player, maybe he's a 50% player, but the expectation when you take someone there, he's eventually going to be a full-time starter. So the bigger question when you look at the construction of the team, you guys were talking about Brock Purdy can get paid at the end of this season. So, like, theoretically, they can continue to keep Brandon Ayuk as he is without extending him, right? He plays on the fifth-year option. Maybe they do or they don't do extend the deal. But at some point, they're going to have to make a decision on, do we continue to pay Deebo or do we pay Brandon Ayuk? Because one person is going to be the odd man out. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because once you pay Brock Purdy, whatever it is you're going to pay him, $50 million, $60 million per, you're not going to be able to have all of that money tied up at wideout. Maybe the Philadelphia Eagles have done it, but someone's going to have to be the sacrificial lamb to be able to pay the quarterback what he's going to be worth.
Bucky Brooks, NFL Network, is with us. Bucky, you played, and so this is a locker room question a little bit, because some have suggested, because in theory, Ayuk is going to get an extension before the season starts. He's probably not going to show up for his fifth-year option. So let's assume the 49ers do that, and now he's highly paid going in.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
To the season, you've got Pearsall. That sort of makes it feel like Debo is in a lame duck spot. How would he deal with that? Is that awkward for a player to play well for a team if he sort of knows he's on the way out?
No, because like here's the thing. You don't know if he plays well enough. Maybe they decide to take away another part. Maybe somebody else becomes that person that is the salary cap casualty or whatever. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that Debo is out. It just means that they have to figure out a way to move the money around. And trust me, when we talk about the salary cap, man, the salary cap is just kind of a myth. You can do whatever you want to do as a team. It's just a matter of who do they want to do it to and how creative do they want to get with the pen. So it doesn't necessarily guarantee that Debo is out. It just means that they got to do some funny arithmetic to be able to keep all those guys in the house.
And part of that, I think, is George Kittle, who's already reworked his deal, and Christian McCaffrey, who probably is going to stand to get some sort of a raise coming up. How do you think the McCaffrey piece fits where he's the highest paid running back, yet he'll be making less than Debo and Brandon if they get their extensions?
Market value. I mean, like, he can be mad about his impact on the team and all that, but that's just what the market is. The market says that wide receivers right now are viewed as more valuable commodities than running backs. And even though Christian McCaffrey does a lot, I mean, that's just kind of what it is. And we also got to think about this. Christian McCaffrey is getting up there. He's already had the second contract. So now running backs typically don't get that blockbuster third contract. And so if he does get it, we're talking about on a short term if they decide to pay him like that. So, look, a lot of things are fluid when it comes to the Niners, but I do believe they can keep it together if they want to. They just have to be very, very creative on how they go about doing it.
Bucky, I know that the whole fan base got mad at you when you sort of said the Niners weren't great route runners. And so, as you said, that became a whole thing about Brandon Ayuk. But I also really value your opinion. You used to cover guys like this in the league. So you tell us, when you look at the landscape of wide receivers in the NFL, where does Brandon Ayuk fall for you?
I think you make the case that he's the top 10 wide receiver. Like, his numbers are his numbers now. Like, his numbers are ridiculous. Like, he gets open, he had over the 1,300 yards. You think about the big plays, which are 20-plus yard catches. He's at the top of top of the food chain. So I understand that part of it. I think the bigger thing would be, where do you put Debo Samuel in that conversation? Because I think the bigger conversation would be, like, who should be the real number one in San Francisco? Is it Debo? Is it Brandon Ayuk? I think some of that, and not saying that this is an issue, but I think when Brandon Ayuk talks about wanting to get paid, he wants to get paid commensurate with what he has done. So the issue that it could create is, hey, man, I'm the one that should really be the number one. I need to get fed the ball, and I need to be paid handsomely. That's where that conversation comes down to.
Well, so how would you answer it? Who's the one?
Well, the one, by definition, a wide receiver one is the one that can command a double team and can defeat all covers. I would say that Brandon Ayuk is more likely to be that than Debo Samuel. Debo Samuel is an outstanding playmaker, and when healthy, he can do phenomenal things. But you also have to start to evaluate durability and dependability and reliability. Like, how often is he available over a 17-game season? Can we count on him to be there all of those games. The one thing that we have seen is Brandon Ayuk has been available to be in the lineup. Debo, we can't say the same. So when you're making those decisions about who do we see and who do we pay, that also factors into the equation when you think about the Niners going forward.
And also it factors into the who do you trade side of it. And with the second round starting in an hour and 14 minutes, if you were Debo, how nervous would you be about possibly being dealt today for a second round pick?
I don't know, man, because like here's the thing, right? Everyone talks about how loaded this draft is with wide receivers. And so when you trade Debo, you not only have to trade him, but I would think that Debo and his representatives, like when you trade from him, you also going to sweeten the pot. We saw Stephon Diggs get the pot sweetened a little bit when he went to Houston. So there's other things that come along with trading for Debo that we have to think about. And I don't know, like in our league, if teams are looking at, hey, man, I'm excited to pay these $30 million wide receivers when I got these young guys that are coming in and making their mark right away. It'll be interesting if they do decide to trade him. And if they do trade him, where's the logical location for him to go? I think it's easy to speculate. I think it's harder to execute that Debo Samuel is not going to be on the Niners roster.
Bucky Brooks with us, NFL.com, NFL Network. Bucky, what are some of, in your eyes, the major needs for the 49ers? And how can they achieve those in the next 24 to 48 hours?
Well, I mean, it's like what many of us thought was going to happen on draft night for night one. We thought they would attack the offensive line, and we thought that they would address the secondary. Those things are still there. The issue that you have now, like the high-end offensive tackles are gone. So that made me, hey, let's just fish in the secondary pond and see if we can get an upgrade at cornerback, someone that can come in and do some of the things that we want to do. Luckily, I would say the needs and the value matches up in the secondary more so than at offensive tackle, because whatever offensive tackle that you get now, they're not what those guys were that went off the board last night. So I think they probably addressed the secondary, and they hope to find maybe a developmental guy that can grow into a role as a starting offensive lineman. But I don't think you'll find a plug-and-play offensive lineman outside right now.
Bucky, really excited to have you today. Hey, before you go, what did you make of what the Falcons did last night?
Oh, Michael Penix. Yeah, Michael Penix going off the board. Here's what I would say, because every fan base, like the Niners, get upset, right? So everybody gets upset when you don't get somebody for the quarterback until the quarterback gets hurt, and then you're mad at the backup quarterback. So what the Falcons were trying to do is they were trying to think about here and now by getting Cousins as a free agent while also thinking about the future. Because in theory, if Kirk Cousins is as good as people pay him to be, they should be picking at the bottom of the draft. And so it's going to be harder to get quarterback, a good quarterback there. And also, and looking ahead to 2025, the quarterback draft is terrible. So they were trying to get ahead of it. They were trying to be proactive. And I think everyone has to understand the job of the general manager is not just to think about this year, is to think about 2025, 2026, and beyond. I thought it was a good move to get a really good quarterback when you don't need a quarterback, because it takes the pressure off of reaching for someone who certainly is good enough to be taken at the top of the chart.
No, it's an interesting take. It's just the idea is kind of an old idea, the idea right. of the number 8 pick in the draft being somebody who you just stash.
Yeah, so, like, here's the thing, right? And everyone kind of forgets. Remember, Carson Palmer was the number 1 overall pick.
Yep.
You know, his rookie season, he never saw the field because they played John Kitna. In yesteryear, that was commonplace.
Right. Yep.
I mean, like, thinking about the Niners, think about it, you had a Hall of Famer in Steve Young sitting behind Joe Montana. I mean, that's kind of like the way that it's supposed to be. You're supposed to develop the quarterback, because too often we're drafting these quarterbacks, we put them on the field, and then we're mad when they're not ready to play. It's a developmental game and a developmental position. You got to give guys an opportunity to really develop without the pressure of having to play right now. I would say Brock Purdy is an anomaly, but Brock Purdy also set the stage for Michael Penix to get drafted. Brock Purdy's ability to step into the league as an experienced college player
right.
with a bunch of starts, he has kind of set a blueprint that all these GMs are looking. They're looking for the experienced starter. Michael Penix had over 50 starts. Bo Nix had 61 starts. Jaden Daniels had 55 starts. Brock Purdy is the cause of this. Brock Purdy being able to have success in the league as an experienced quarterback led the Falcons to be like, hey, I'm going to get a guy, but I'm going to get a guy that's experienced. And, yeah, he might be a little older, but when he gets in his opportunity to play, he'll be able to play well. And look, Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles. I think people think you just come off the Achilles and everything is good. It's not a guarantee that he's going to be the same Kirk Cousins that we once saw in Minnesota.
It's a great point. Yes. Great breakdown.
Yeah,
an old school draft choice.
Great
I love
stuff.
It.
Brock Purdy is the cause of this. Something tells me there might be a digital post about that coming up here shortly on our pages.
Bucky, you're currying favor with the fan base now. You're a favorite again. You're back, Bucky.
You know what? I'm back. Hey, Mark Willis.
Yeah.
We got to talk to Draymond and Steph and kind of figure out what's going on with them Warriors. You know what I mean?
Timeout.
I know it's baseball season in the Bay Area, but at some point we got to talk about these Warriors. You know what I mean?
Remember that movie, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yeah, exactly.
You just did How to Lose a Fan Base in 10 Seconds. You had everybody, and then you took a shot. You took a shot.
Bucky.
I mean, you tell us. What do you want to say about Steph, Dre, and Clay? What do you want to say, Bucky?
Well, I love Steph. I just feel bad. I know his back has got to be hurting, carrying everybody.
Ooh.
He's carrying the whole squad right now.
All right, Bucky. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that, but we should quit while you're a little bit ahead.
Well, I can't say anything. You know I don't like the Lakers, but the Lakers are struggling down in SoCal. So everybody's about to go fishing.
Everybody's going fishing. Bucky, not you. I bet you got work to do tonight. Thanks for fitting us in, man.
Hey, man, it was fun. Talk to you guys.
Absolutely. Bucky Brooks, NFL.com, NFL Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.